I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Electronic Games of Skill wagers at Oaklawn and Southland recorded their best years since their inception in 2006, according to figures released by the Arkansas Racing Commission. Last year, Southland posted total electronic gambling wagers of $1.3 billion, a 100% increase over 2010's full-year figures. At Oaklawn in Hot Springs, which opened its racing season today, 2011 EGS wagers rose to $656 million, a 45% increase. Combined, the two racetracks saw electronic gambling fall just $32 million short of the $2 billion mark. California-based RealtyTrack reported 7,600 foreclosure filings in Arkansas during 2011. The distressed mortgage activity in state declined 61% from the prior year. The sharp decline is related in part to a federal court ruling that has virtually halted foreclosure transactions in the state since October. Nationally, RealtyTrack estimates U.S. foreclosure filings were down about 34% in 2011. Birmingham-based Regions Financial will sell its brokerage business, Morgan Keegan, to Raymond James Financial for $930 million. In Arkansas, Morgan Keegan has a large presence in Little Rock and additional branches in 12 other cities throughout the state. Little Rock-based Axiom Corporation named Warren Jensen as the company's chief financial officer and executive president on Wednesday. Jensen has been the chief financial officer of Electronic Arts, Amazon.com, Delta Airlines, and NBC. A Coca-Cola plant in southwest Little Rock is shifting production to West Memphis and Dallas as it transitions to a full-time distribution center. The changes will eliminate 49 positions in Little Rock, but Coca-Cola said it's working to shift some of those jobs to warehouse operations in Little Rock. In West Memphis, there will be the addition of jobs to handle the production transfer, but firm numbers are not known at this time. Coca-Cola currently employs about 425 in Little Rock. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will close 259 domestic offices, facilities, and labs across the country, with 16 of the planned closings in Arkansas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the office closures were necessary to avoid furloughs and possible layoffs as the federal agency seeks to trim $150 million from its annual budget. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.